Welcome to MotorTradeRadio.com in association with MotorTrader. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn by searching for MotorTradeRadio. One in four adults experience a mental health challenge every year. It takes real strength to ask for support, but this is the first step towards getting yourself back on track. Ben provides support for life to the people working in the automotive industry and their families. We can give free, confidential advice about you and your loved one's mental well-being, including depression, anxiety, grief, dementia, and addictions. Visit www.ben.org.uk or call 08081 311 333. Join in the conversation by requesting to be a guest on MotorTradeRadio.com and reach the motor industry in a fresh and engaging way. Motor Trade Radio is sponsored by Carsnip.com. Clever search for everybody. Motor Trade Radio is brought to you in partnership with MotorTrader.com, Cap HPI, InAutomotive.com, Carsnip.com, and radarvideo.co.uk.
Hi guys, and welcome to today's Motor Trade Radio, and I'm absolutely beyond delighted to welcome the lovely Zara Ross, CEO of Ben, the industry's charity. Zara, welcome on for your first interview.
Thank you very much indeed, Derek, and thank you for inviting me. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome. We've met a couple of times, once at the Ben Ball in December and again at the AM Awards, and it's always lovely to catch up with you and find out what's happening at Ben. So again, thank you for your time. Just to start off the interview, could you tell us a bit about your background and why you joined Ben?
Well, Derek, thank you, and hi to all the listeners. I'm Zara Ross, and Chief Executive of Ben, which is a not-for-profit organisation that's dedicated to supporting the people who work in the automotive industry and their families. So I started working for Ben in the summer of 2016 and had a really busy time since then. But I'm someone who has been around working in the care sector for over 30 years. And I have a particular love of the world of charities, and I'm really interested in how charities evolve and change to keep themselves relevant for the times that they're operating in. And so I find in Ben a charity, an organisation which has been around since 1905, but is asking questions about how it can deliver its purpose today in a way that makes sense for the automotive industry. It's a great time to be around. We've just launched our new brand and our new website, and we're basically redefining our whole approach to be able to connect in a relevant, up-to-date way for life in the automotive industry. So I saw the role and I thought it was a fantastic opportunity to contribute to an organization that's going through that time of change. The automotive industry is totally new one for me. I'm happy and delighted to be a part of it. And I see it as a really exciting new chapter working in one of the UK's largest industries over the next period. We have a huge workforce that we need to connect with. So there's a massive amount to do. But I think it's a really exciting journey ahead. And we just look forward with optimism for the opportunities to partner with the UK industry and support its workforce.
You've taken over from David Main, who mm-hmm. has done marvellous work for the charity.
Yeah.
Just on that, is David's shoes a big pair to fill, or have you worked with David in the transition for you moving into the role?
We had a three-week period of overlap, which was really useful. And yes, David has brought a lot of change to Ben in his time there. And in particular, I think the driving forward of the site at Linwood, where we're based today, which has a new fantastic retirement community and care centre, but actually where our head office is based. And David's legacy will certainly be the development of that and the building of it. We're in the phase two of that development. There's another phase still to go. But yes, I think there's a lot to do. And each phase of an organization's life brings new challenges,
sure,
questions, new realities. And so whoever's in charge has got to work with the phase that they're in. So I really appreciate and value the work of everybody that's gone before me and Ben. But I think we're in a different time again at this point. We believe that Ben has been part of the DNA of the motor trade from the beginning, because it was there from 1905. And we want it to still be a really important part of the DNA of the automotive industry going forward. So, you know, we want, when colleagues join our industry, we want them to be aware of Ben and the support that we can give. And we hope that we can continue to position ourselves as a really integral part and a relevant partner to the UK automotive industry going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, Ben's been about for a very, very long time. Can you share us a bit of the history of Ben for anybody that's not overly aware?
So Ben was founded in 1905 by A.J. Wilson, who was working at that time for Dunlop Tyres. And it was originally called the Cycle Trades Benevolent Fund. It was obviously at that time, there were only a few hundred cars on the road. Mm-hmm. And I suppose we regard the automotive industry as really coming to life a few years later than that. But obviously the unstoppable rise of the motor car meant that the Cycle Trades Benevolent Fund needed to think again. And so in the early 1920s, 1924, I believe, the charity became the Motor and Cycle Trades Benevolent Fund. And that was a fund which really was there to support the people working in those trades who'd fallen on hard times. And obviously it was a time before the welfare system or the NHS. And that really involved this fund giving out grants to help people in financial need. And they did that via a network of local offices across the countryside. And over time, various other benevolent funds for other trades became amalgamated into Ben. Folks like the coach builders and agricultural engineering trades organisations. And that's how today we've come to support folks who work right across the automotive industry and it's all its various allied trades. So as well as being a benevolent fund, in the late 1940s, Ben acquired a site here at Linwood, which is positioned in Berkshire, near Sunning Hill and Sunning Dale, for those of you who may know, have heard of those places. And it opened a care home there in 1948. And eventually in the 1970s moved its head office to Berkshire. And it also established other residential centres, care centres, one in Berwick-on-Tweed, one in Southport, a couple in the Coventry area. And so the fund continued to be important until the point where a couple of years ago there really was a major review and we have completely overhauled our support services to be able to provide much more than financial help, but we still do that. We still provide grants and actually our central aim is to help people in need and to support them for life. So actually we're still supporting and delivering on our original purpose here at Ben.
It's an incredible organisation. It's when you think that the amount of foresight there must have been in setting that up, and obviously there was a major need for it at the time, but you probably couldn't have predicted that with the government bringing out the welfare state and the NHS, that there would still be a demand for an organisation like Ben. But there's probably more demand nowadays than there's ever been.
I think it's fair to say that that is the case. The closer we get as a dedicated partner to the industry, we realise there's actually more to do. And our motivation is to work closely to provide support directly to the people who are in the industry, and running alongside that to also partner with industry companies. And why we do that is we simply want to enable the workforce to be an energised and healthy workforce. And we do see our role definitely continuing and growing in supporting individuals and companies in this sector. We believe we really can add value. A small organisation, but we punch above our weight in a number of ways, and we've got big ambitions. Yep.
It's fascinating. Again, when you think back to those days, as you said, about the bicycle manufacturers in the time, that was a big industry in the United Kingdom mm-hmm. then.
Yeah.
You know, you can probably even think of some of the manufacturers back in the day, like Dawes, which probably would have then became Raleigh and all those things. And it would again mm-hmm. then been the evolution from the bicycle industry to maybe the motorcycle industry, which the country was famous for, and then
yes.
into the manufacturing of cars with old names like Hillman, and then taken on to Leyland, and you know, as history's gone on from there.
How
would you describe the organization of today? What does the modern Ben do for the motor industry?
So we've got some specific areas where we can provide support, and one of those is that we have a support services team who have a base here in Berkshire, but they provide support all over the country. And that is in the form of a helpline that we run here, which is staffed from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday. And we're just about to extend that over the next few months, over the weekend period as well. So with a helpline, we have online services, and we've actually got people in various parts of the country who will also pick up and support people personally. And that support involves information, advice, guidance, and sometimes we work to pass on referrals to a network of organisations that we partner with across the UK. And we've got over 700 organisations that we partner with, you know, folks like debt advisors and other mental health charities and organisations. So we can fund counselling and various other therapeutic interventions, if that's appropriate, or relationship counselling. We provide funds to adapt people's homes. We support people who need a short break, such as, you know, families dealing with terminal illness or life-limiting illness in their own home. And we can be an immediate help for people who are dealing with those kind of crises. So we're really just recognising that through this support, and obviously through our care centres as well, that support older people who've been connected with the industry in the past, we're acknowledging that people bring their issues outside of their working life into the workplace, and that impacts on the job that they do. And so there's a growing awareness of that, probably in many, many industries now, but I believe certainly across the automotive industry, there does need to be an acknowledgement of that. And we know, because we receive about, you know, 3,000 calls in the last year to our helpline. More than half of those are about financial issues and worries, followed by mental health issues. But, you know, almost 85% of those calls are coming from people of working age in the motor industry today. So we know there's a need, as you say, and we also believe that we can work with companies directly to assist alongside the employee assistance programs they may already have in place. We believe there is value that we can provide to the industry, and we've certainly started to do that, providing awareness and training to the workforce and especially to supervisors and managers, to help them spot signs of the early stages of mental health issues. So anything we can do to reduce absence and improve the productivity in the sector and raise morale and so on, then we will look at that in a way where we can partner with organisations.
It's incredible work, it really is. It's very admirable. I don't mean to sound cold here by saying that you must amass a unique set of data from the people that are looking for Ben's help. I mean, obviously, there's certain things that must happen in people's lives that make them pick up the phone to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see patterns emerging? I mean, what triggers that happen that makes people pick up the phone and ask for help?
Yeah. Well, we've really, in the past year, we've really looked much more closely at this information. We've also evolved our website, and that whole process has enabled us to keep a bit more information, which really helps to drive the opportunities for support and help. And we do actually now provide an impact report every quarter for the industry, just to sort of give a bit more insight about who's phoning us and calling us and about what. So I think it comes down to really people who are struggling with life's challenges and the various modern day stresses that I suppose we all face in different ways. They can range from money issues, housing issues, problems paying the bills. We know that, you know, there's a sector of younger people working in the industry, and for many of them, there's all those issues that go with financial dilemmas, not sufficient money to move out from the family home on occasions. And sometimes we're taking calls from folks who are still living with family members. They may have a partner now also living in an extended household, maybe children. And so all of that presents challenges for people who have to balance all that and get to work. Some of the younger people who undertake apprenticeships come straight into those settings where, you know, there may be challenges at home and they may be rootless. So they come with homelessness issues. And clearly just it's about addressing family life, especially if there are big challenges of, you know, the diagnosis of difficult conditions. And it's just about how families cope with that. It can be around about confidence as well, and addictions, bereavement, loneliness.
That's a huge one nowadays.
It is, and that is something which impacts folks of all ages, and surprisingly so for some people. So what we're saying is, whatever the circumstances are, we are available to the listeners, people who work in the automotive industry, and that they shouldn't hesitate to pick up the phone or to contact us online. And for some people, it's easier to do that way, that can just communicate online and someone will get back to you. And you can appreciate that if folk are in those difficult circumstances, it's not always easy to talk to their employer first about them. And that's where Ben can have a role, because people's connection with Ben on the helpline is absolutely confidential. And we don't provide information back to employers about exactly who has called. We do let them know the numbers of people. We can let industry organisations know just the extent of the calls to our helpline, and the areas of concern that people have. But we feel it's important that we can be an independent support for people in those times of need.
And get them on the right tracks again.
And get them on the right tracks. And so that those calls are then assessed as to whether we need to take further action to support people, whether there is a real crisis that we need to pass on to somebody in their area who will see them and work with them to resolve or come up with a series of resolutions that are right for their circumstances. So yeah, we're trying to judge exactly how much support people need on every single occasion.
I think the thing that I was most surprised at when I first found out about Ben was that the actual scope and the entire reach that you've got to help people within the industry, because it's not just, you know, people directly employed in dealerships and in factories, it's suppliers to the industry and their families.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's the whole broad range. So people in manufacturing, certainly, and in retail, and in all the dealerships around the country, large and small. And, you know, sometimes we forget that there are many small outlets that are really crucial in their local community, and they employ local people. And they may not be big teams, but those individuals will on occasions need support, even if the organisation is not large enough to command a human resources department, for example. So, yes, we are available in the kind of finance sector and in the supply chain sector. It's a huge industry. We talk about there being over 800,000 employees directly employed, but actually there's probably many more than that. We believe there's at least as many more indirectly. And you only just have to travel up and down our motorways and our roads to see how many people drive cars and how many people are needed to sustain those cars. So yes, it's a fascinating range of people who need support. But actually, we find that more or less the same issues emerge no matter which part of the industry folk are working in.
Obviously, there's a whole range of issues that Ben helps with. Some of them we've already covered there. But you have a fantastic initiative just now called the Four Pillars Campaign. Can you briefly explain to us what those are? Because obviously we're going to go into this further with four separate episodes of the podcast that will
Sure.
go deeply into that. But just as a glossary overview, could you Mm-hmm. give us a taste of what the campaign
Well,
looks to achieve?
I guess it's fair to say that every industry in the UK, when it looks at the challenges, it comes down to four big areas. The automotive industry is no different. So a couple of years ago, we did work in Ben on looking at what those areas were, and we came up with this Four Pillars campaign. It divides into the four areas of physical, mental, financial, and social well-being. And all of these areas bring their own unique and difficult challenges, and they're all interconnected. But we have felt at Ben that it's important to focus on these one by one. And so we have been looking at the mental health and well-being campaign, which we launched in November last year with a hats off event, which brought a lot of attention to Ben and to the other organisations that are around supporting people with a range of mental health difficulties. And I suppose what we're trying to do through that campaign was to say, it's all right to recognise that mental health issues exist in the workplace, and that as a result of that, people need support and they need to talk about this because it's a reality. It does have an impact at work and at home and all the other areas of life. And the sooner we realise and get alongside and support people, the better, really. So none of us are exempt from mental health. And I think we have heard directly from folk affected by mental health issues as to how helpful it's been that we've kind of surfaced that and acknowledged it across the industry. So we will be taking forward these various campaigns over the next period, highlighting them one by one and looking at the implications. And I think there's a lot of work we can do that sort of bounces off this. And that's where we want to be able to talk to industry organisations to say, how can we help you with this? How can we legitimately talk about it in the place where you work and simply acknowledge that it's a reality?
You're absolutely right that these things are regularly interlinked. Financial troubles can be their own version of mental torture when people can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it can lead into darker moods, which then can develop into depression and, you know, many, many other things. So it's a fantastic initiative, and I absolutely take my hat off to you guys for coming up with this in the first place. On that basis then, I mean, how is Ben funded? How do you guys get the money to be able to provide this level of support?
Well, for the support services that I've been talking about, we absolutely are dependent on our industry partners funding us through a range of measures. And we also receive funding from the workforce, who are fantastically get behind some of our fundraising campaigns. So yes, we do have some of the manufacturing companies who contribute towards Ben, and we really value that. Alongside that, we have a range of support through donations, through sponsored events, through payroll giving, in fact, where we're very, very appreciative of the support directly from the workforce. And we realise that times are very difficult, but this is an organisation exclusively there for the automotive industry. And so we really appreciate both the corporate partnerships that we've got that are vital, but actually every contribution, large or small, wherever it comes from across the country, we really do value it. So that's where our money comes from. Obviously, in our care settings, it's a bit different because we do have funding from individuals and from local authorities and the NHS to support with that. But when it comes to this range of support that we provide to our current workforce, then we are dependent on income. And we really, really do thank all of our listeners who get involved with us in a wide range of ways. Really, really appreciate it.
There's obviously things like the Industry Leader Challenge, which was done so successfully last year with Dash, who was on last week and mentioned it.
Yes.
Jeremy Hicks and the JLR team going to swim the channel. Wouldn't be me.
Indeed.
I'd quite happily do a coffee morning, but I don't fancy swimming the channel. Anybody that's listening to this from a showroom environment, I mean, they obviously can get involved by doing something in their showrooms. How would they go about doing something like that?
Well, we would really value them contacting Ben through our website or directly here at our head office. And please contact us with any ideas you've got. We do have events colleagues here based at our head office who would be more than happy to hear your ideas and get alongside you and work it out with you and think it through. So we do have an annual program of events that we put effort into. You're absolutely right. And we just take our hats off to the folks who do all sorts of strange and wonderful things to help. Thanks to Dash again and to Jeremy for pushing themselves to the limit personally and involving all sorts of fantastic colleagues as well in raising money for Ben.
I think it's a very appreciative industry, and that's why you get the support from everybody.
Yeah, a tremendously generous industry. I've been really, really struck by that, that Ben is received really warmly, and so many of the events, award ceremonies, presentations and dinners, Ben receives a fantastic donation at the end of the night on so many occasions, and we really, really appreciate it. People who work in the industry today can help Ben by donating through a payroll giving scheme that we have, and that's a tax efficient way for you to support Ben. Each month it would involve you donating a regular amount that comes straight out of your salary on a tax-free basis. So for example, if you were to donate £5 a month, it would only cost you £4. If you're a higher tax rate payer, it would only cost you £3. So whether it's a large amount or a small amount, payroll giving donations are also a vital part of our work, and you can do that through your company if they join the scheme. So we really, really appreciate the generosity of the automotive industry who give in this way. Thank you so much. Your contributions every month make a real difference for people in need who work in this industry. We appreciate it.
I think Ben's a bit of a bargain. £5 or £10 a month to have that resource there, I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, that's what we think, but obviously we are completely dependent on people's generosity, and we really appreciate it.
What does Ben hope to see in its future? What plans can you share with us at the moment?
I think we want to grow what we're doing for people in the workforce of today, and we certainly want to grow our partnerships. And I suppose in an ideal world, we'd want to make sure that every person who works in the industry is aware of Ben, understands what Ben does today, knows that we're there if they need us, is able to pass on a message about Ben to colleagues in the workforce that they see also may need us. And I think the sky's the limit to some degree in being creative about how Ben can support. I take the view that historically charities were set up to make a real impact and to have something to say to society about meeting needs. And in our current times, I think there are things that Ben can say to the automotive industry by way of support and by way of challenge, perhaps as well. So I'm very optimistic that we can deliver more benefit, more value, and I want us to partner more closely. I want us to be able to sit down with many HR departments or even with corporate social responsibility teams and think about how we can make a difference in the local communities where industries are based. How can Ben be a part of that? So I would say, as a message to any listeners who are in positions of responsibility and leadership, let us work with you. Talk to us about how we could do that. There's scope for Ben's work to really capture the needs that are specific in your organisation and work with you. And we're building up a portfolio of training and engagement with your workforce, which we believe will benefit you and benefit the bottom line, but certainly benefit the individuals that work for you.
I think that's exactly it. You just need to get the conversation started and see where you go from there.
We do. We absolutely do. And we really welcome anybody approaching us online or directly.
Just before we wrap things up, what events and campaigns does Ben have coming up in the near future?
In the next month, in April 2017, we will be launching our social health and well-being campaign. So we'll keep you posted about that directly. And the idea is to raise awareness about issues of the kind I mentioned earlier, really, where folks need to address building their confidence, addressing loneliness or sense of isolation that they may feel. It takes you into areas of homelessness and relationship breakdowns or addressing support that people need following bereavement. So that will be our next big focus. And obviously, we continue to value the mental health area as well. And as you've said earlier, that's very much connected at times as well with social well-being. In terms of our challenges, you've talked already about the industry leader challenge that's happening this year in the summer with Jeremy Hicks from Jaguar Land Rover swimming the English Channel with colleagues. My goodness.
I think I would have rather have jumped out a plane.
I'm not sure which of the two I'd rather not do. They've set themselves an amazing challenge to improve on Dash's money raised, and he raised over £151,000 through that skydive. So there you are, Jaguar Land Rover colleagues. We believe that you will want to even improve on that, but obviously we appreciate any money raised through this fantastic opportunity. And we've got some black tie events, if you want to call them that, coming up too. We've got the Motor Show Ball at the London Motor Show in April. We've also got the Ben Scotland Ball, and that's lovely that that's returning after a break. By popular demand, that's coming up in April also
At the Dunblane Hydro, I believe.
at the Dunblane Hydro. So we We do appreciate everyone who's already booked to attend these events, and do come along if you haven't had a chance to think about that. Please follow up on that. And obviously we've got our own Ben Ball in December, and you can book tables for now for all of these events. And I've got to mention also that in July we've got our first ever Ben National Skydive. And my appreciation to everyone who's prepared to do that. And I know a number of people are ready to take part so far. We're looking for more participants. So there you are. Go online, www.ben.org.uk. And if you've never done a skydive and you could quite like to give it a try, why not do it for Ben? So get in touch with us. Follow that one.
I might be able to have my arm twisted on that one.
I'll look out for you on the day.
Yeah. No pressure.
No pressure.
So yeah, just to explain what we're going to be doing together, there's going to be 4 episodes of the podcast being made available to the manufacturers in the industry, the dealer groups in the industry, the suppliers to the industry. These podcasts are going to be completely free of charge, and they're going to come out with 1 episode per topic on the 4 pillars campaigns. We don't have quite have a time scale on that yet, but I think that's something that we're looking to do quite soon.
I do. I believe it's a great opportunity to work with colleagues in the Motor Trade Radio. And super. We just appreciate every initiative like this, which spreads the word and raises awareness. Ben can make an impact, a positive difference in people's lives. That's the message. And thank you for being a vehicle for us to contact so many more people this way.
Presumably the best way for people to get in touch is through the website, ben.org.uk.
Yes, indeed.
We've got the phone number there, 08081 311 333.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Zara, that's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for being so generous with your time to come on and share this with the industry. I know the industry is entirely grateful to you and the guys at Ben for what you do for the management, the staff and the teams that are out there. So again, thank you very much.
Thank you too, Derek, for giving us this platform. And we look forward to working with you closely over the next period on all of this. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Sign up for our free newsletter at motortraderadio.com.